Welcome to The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca. Next week, Coast Community Radio is hosting an appearance in Astoria by the Paul McKenna Band, a group the New York Times calls the best folk band to have come out of Scotland in the last 20 years. The band is on its 10th anniversary tour through Australia, Europe, and North America. And they'll be performing in a concert and dance next Thursday evening, July 21st, at the Astoria Armory. The Armory will be offering beverages and food. There are 5 members of the Paul McKenna Band playing guitar, bouzouki, flute, whistles, bodhran, cajon, banjo, and fiddle, and they all sing. We talked on the phone with band member Sean Gray about next week's Astoria performance. In today's program, we'll hear from Gray and enjoy some of the band's music.
In the afternoon, walk through streets. Evening saw us leaving. We wandered through our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined they were in the same spend. We hardly saw the crossroads. Small attention gave to the landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave. Cradle to the grave. Cradle to the grave. To dream in the morning, abandon dreams in the afternoon, wait without hope in the evening. Get you stand there in the traces and let them feed your lies. Trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes. Did you kiss the foot that kicked you? Did you thank them for the scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born, act of being. Of the city, did you make any change in the world you found? Did you observe all the warnings? Did you read the trespass notices? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shuffle off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut where you seen and never heard? And did you learn to be obedient and jump to where I want? Jump to where I want, jump to where I. Did you ever demand any answers? Who, the what, or the reason why? Did you ever question the setup? Or did you stand aside and let them choose while you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy? Did you think it right to let them rob your right and left and never make a fight? Never make a fight. Never make a fight. And what did you learn in the morning? How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Did they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? The place where you were living, in which your life from then, did you reach some understanding of all your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men? And did you reach some understanding of all your fellow men?
You're going to be playing at a place called the Astoria Armory, and it's a building that was built during World War II, one of those buildings they built to entertain the troops, where they did the USO shows and so on. It went into disrepair after the war for quite a long time, and now there's a community group kind of restoring it and bringing it back, so it'll be kind of fun to revisit what used to happen there.
Yeah, that's great.
So can you tell me a little bit, Sean, about the Paul McKenna Band and how you folks all came together, how long you've been together?
Well, there's 5 of us in the band, and we're all kind of based out of Glasgow in Scotland. We're from different parts of Scotland, but we all stay in and around Glasgow now. We've actually been playing together for 10 years now. We met 10 years ago at a folk festival in the southwest of Scotland called Girvan Folk Festival. And we've been playing together ever since then.
So do the traditional music folks in Scotland pretty much all know each other? Are you all acquainted with one another?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty small scene. You would know most people or know of them, at least, yeah.
Yeah. I think I mentioned to you my wife's dad came from Lanark, which is just south of Glasgow, and we've had Dougie MacLean over here to perform, and we've been over to the Perthshire Amber Festival over there, so
cool. We're
a little bit familiar with the area that you're from. Well, tell us about your music. Is it all original, or is it a mix of original music and traditional music, or what is it that you guys do?
We kind of play a mix of traditional music from Scotland and Ireland. We do write quite a lot of material ourselves, and we also do a few covers from songwriters that we admire. James Keelhan, we covered one of his songs many years ago. A few other people as well. So it's a kind of mix of stuff. Guys like Dick Gochin, Ewan McCall, Peggy Seeger, the bands, a few bands back home like the Easy Club and Brian McNeil as well. A whole variety of people.
Trapped in the present day, longing for the future, with a heavy heart and tearful eye, I'm grateful for the past. The grass is always green until you try to walk it, and the earth in all its glory holds you in an empty pocket. Long days wandering minds to the end of what we call a road, and the endless paths that wind. Long days wandering minds. You lose the ones you love in search of something greater, and the ones you find cannot replace the ones you left behind. Now life just passes by like waves upon the ocean. Time trickles down the rolling hills, my journey's set in motion. Long days, wandering minds, to the end of what we call a road, to the endless paths that wind. Long days, wandering minds. With loving friends and laughter, 4,000 miles will lie between a bond that never ends. Returning home to find you're happy ever after won't be the same when someone isn't there to hold your hand. Long days, wandering minds, to the end of what we call a road, the endless paths that wind. Long days, wandering minds, to the end of what we call a road, and the endless paths that wind. Long days, wandering minds.
scene like for folk and traditional music in Scotland? Does it still have broad popularity, or is it like here where the folk music tends to have a narrower audience?
Well, it depends where you are. It is becoming more popular. You know, it's easy to access, and people are more willing to listen to a variety of genres anyway. So it is fairly popular. But it's not the easiest place. Scotland isn't the easiest place to make a living as a folk or traditional musician.
I think musicians around the world are having to fight pretty hard now to make a living. You know, the old ways of doing things are gone, and people are too used to getting music free.
Yeah,
you know, so it's hard to get them to think about paying for it. The Paul McKenna Band has received some pretty high praise. I note, you know, the New York Times called you guys, you know, probably the best traditional band or folk band to come out of Scotland in the last 20 years. That's got to be nice to hear.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. it's a good quote, and it's certainly come in useful over the years.
And you also, for about 3 years running, you in Scotland kind of won the title of Outstanding Folk Band, didn't you?
Yeah, well, many years ago we won Up and Coming Band of the Year, and that was at the Scottish Trad Music Awards, which are held every year in Scotland, and we've been nominated for Best Folk Band a couple of occasions. Paul has won Best Singer of the Year just a couple of years ago there. So yeah, we've done quite well out of the Scottish Trad Music Awards.
Johnny Bag of mine came tripping on the plane, and he came into a farmer's store and lodging for Tunkey. The farmer's daughter, she came down, he viewed him cheek and chin. She says he is a handsome man, and the way you take him in. I'm going no more a roving in the night. I'm going no more a-roving, let the moon shine, it's all right. I'm going no more a-roving in the night. I'm going no more a-roving, let the moon shine, it's so bright. And he went a thigh within the barn, and yet within the byre. But he went in the corner, laid him by the kitchen fire. And then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay. And down beside the kitchen fire, the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine up so bright. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine up so bright. Get up to both the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. And he took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. Okay, sir, she says, be easy now, you're waking our good man. And we'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine up so bright. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine up so bright. Now you are no beggar, you are some gentleman, but you stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am no lord, I am no squire, beggars I be one. Some beggars they be robbers, oh, so you are quite undone. And we'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine up so bright. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine up so bright.
Well, tell me about the tour that you're doing now. You're traveling quite a bit.
Oh, we're going to be everywhere. We started in New Mexico. Then we traveled to Colorado for a couple of shows and a festival. And from there, we traveled to Prince Edward Island in Canada. And that's where I am at the moment, actually. We just played a festival called the Festival of Small Halls. And we head to Canso, Nova Scotia, in a couple of days for the Stan Rogers Festival. And then we're back in the States. We're going to Maryland. I can't quite say it properly.
Maryland, yes.
for a festival. And then from there, we fly down to California, and we'll get gigs right up the coast until we get to Vancouver Island.
Well, you're not, and it's not just the U.S. You've also been or going to Australia and going around Europe on this tour, right?
Yeah, we were in Australia over December and January. We've already done a tour in Germany. We've had some shows in Scotland as well. We've got this tour, and then we head back to Germany again, Germany and Denmark as well. Yeah, so we're pretty much always on the road.
have to ask you about Brexit, especially when you think about touring around Europe. How do you guys feel about that, and how might that affect your touring there?
Oh, well, it was it's a disaster, really. Yeah. It's certainly not our view, and not Scotland's view either. And you know, we'll work hard to fight that in any way that we can. So we just have to wait and see. We don't know how it's going to affect our touring in Europe, because no one knows what's going to happen, and because no one's made any plans for this. But you know, we'll fight hard to work against that decision.
Well, I think the young relatives that we have in Scotland are just sort of stunned by it. You think there's a chance that Scotland might do another referendum and maybe pull away from the English?
Well, yeah, there is a chance. There is a chance of that. I know that, you know, we've been keeping up to date with the news back home, and they're just kind of exploring every option to remain in the EU. And if that means another referendum, then that's what they'll do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your appearance here in Astoria, Oregon. I should tell you, I hope you guys aren't allergic to beer or coffee, because we are one of the beer and coffee capitals of the world here.
No. I think we'll be able to handle that.
So what can people expect when they come to see your show here?
Yeah, well, we'll be playing mostly material from our newest album, which is called Paths That Wind, and we just released that to coincide with our 10th year anniversary, and we play a mixture of songs and with a few sets of tunes as well. Yeah.
Well, the place that we're going to be playing, there will be plenty of room for people to either sit and listen and drink a beer, or to get up and dance if they want to. So I think people will have a really good time.
That'd be great, yeah.
Now, are you guys performing full-time, or do you also have jobs on the side that you have to do as well to kind of make ends meet, the music business being what it is?
No, we're all full-time musicians, yeah. And we all have been for a good number of years. 6-7 years now, yeah.
So it's pretty important then that we pay you for your gig here, right?
That is very important. That would be fantastic.
Well, Sean, that's great. It's really, really good to talk to you, and we're really looking forward to you've got some fans here. We're looking forward to you guys coming in and entertaining for us. And again, you'll be doing something nice both for Coast Community Radio, because it'll be a fundraiser for the station, and also for the Astoria Armory, because it will kind of be one of the events that reminds people of what it used to be. So
sure.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Yeah,
all right.
See you soon.
The Paul McKenna Band will go on stage at the Astoria Armory at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday of next week, July 21st, presented by Coast Community Radio. Tickets will be available at the door and in advance at coastradio.org, or at the KMUN studios on 14th Street between Exchange and Franklin. Thanks for listening to The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca.